Welcome to the Superpower Success Podcast. It's time to shift your paradigm, gain some inspiration, and get moving towards that next level of success. Today, I'm going to give you permission to sit in the suck. Things suck right now on so many levels, and what we're dealing with as a world, and especially here in the United States, is it sucks. There's no better word to describe it for me than just it sucks right now. And so I want to give you permission today to just sit in the suck, because it sucks right now, and I get it. It sucks at different levels for all of us. Sometimes we just need permission to stress a little, to cry a little, to scream a little, which I've done. And it's okay to sit in the suck, briefly. It's okay to sit in the suck with someone else. And that's what we call empathy, briefly. It's not okay to stay there. And I want to talk about this a little bit. When we talk about sit in the suck, this is actually something that we use in our leadership training. We help leaders understand that sometimes you just need to sit in the suck with people. When there's a major change going on, or there's a global crisis like what we're dealing with right now, is we don't need to always fix it for them. Sometimes they just need us to sit there with them and say, I know it sucks. Now let's figure out what we're going to do to move forward. And it's the true definition of empathy. I think people get the definition of empathy wrong, in that empathy is not sympathy. Sympathy is that, you know, I cry with you, right? I try to fix the issue, like I feel for you. Empathy is I sit next to you in it and I empathize with you on how bad it is. Right? I have empathy for you. And that's what we really believe, sit in the suck with your people, right? With your team, and even with your family and yourself, is you've got to just sometimes sit there, but then you also have to have a plan moving forward. And this was just an off the cuff kind of recording for me, because I experienced this last night with my daughter. You know, she's 14. She's trying to figure this out. Spring break plans have been canceled. She's quarantined. She doesn't want to be on her phone. She doesn't know how to just be for this many days, right? Stuck at home, not interacting with people. And I caught myself really wanting to dive in and give her perspective, right, on that we really have it pretty good. And she needs to think about, right, there's a bigger impact to this. And I stopped myself, because I realized in that moment, she just needed me to sit in the suck with her. I sat down and we cried and we hugged. And then after a few minutes, we started to say, now what can we do about it? Meaning, let's go get some crafts. Let's go figure out what we're going to do for the next 2 weeks. And we really started to plan. And she started to feel better because we were planning. And instead of preaching to her about how she should feel and how she should have perspective. Now, I'll have the opportunity to share that with her, but that's not where we start. I think we have to start with sitting in the suck with each other and then finding a plan to move forward. Because what's not okay is for us to stay in the stuck, stay in that sucky place where we can't get out. It's okay for us to feel it, but for our own health, I mean, mental and physical, we have to be able to move on and move out of it, and then maybe get back in it and then move on and move out of it again. Now, depending on the situation and how you move on is going to be different for all of us. We all have unique circumstances, but I want to quick talk about the 6 basic human needs, because this is what I really started to think about when I started to think about where people are at today. I want you to understand why you are feeling the way you are, and I don't want you to feel bad about feeling bad. We have to let ourselves feel bad, and then we have to figure out a plan forward. And so I want to walk through the 6 basic human needs, because I think this will help each of you, and I also think it'll help the people you're interacting with, whether that's your family, your employees, whatever it is the 6 basic human needs. The first one is certainty. We all have a basic human need for certainty, meaning I know and I'm assured that I can avoid pain and get back to a state of pleasure. Right now, we are living in a world of uncertainty, right? People don't know what to do. And so that basic human need is not being fulfilled for most of us on a daily basis. And we might go in and out, right, of having that need and not. The second basic human need is variety, right? The need for the unknown, a change, some new stimulus in our lives. Now, we're getting stimulus, right? We're getting change, but it's not necessarily in a positive way, which is why people are afraid to be stuck in their homes, right, for 2 weeks or whatever the period of time is, because there's no stimulus. They don't know. They just feel like they're going to die of boredom. And so that's a basic human need that we're not necessarily getting as much as we usually do. The feeling of significance is the third basic human need. And this is a feeling of being unique, important, special, and needed, like we're needed somewhere. When all of this is happening, whether it's with our clients or our employees, or we don't have the same level of significance. We don't have the same interaction. We're not solving problems in the same way or at the same rate that maybe we used to in our day-to-day job. And so our significance goes down. We don't know how to bring that specific, you know, important and special and needed skill to the table. We're dealing with this in our business right now, is that we have a significance that we have with our clients, but it's an in-person thing. And so we're trying to figure out how do we still have some of that significance and do this via content that we can put out via video, right? And we can still find that significance just in a different way. The fourth basic human need is connection and love, which is a strong feeling or closeness or union with someone or something. Now, I do believe we can have this still, and that's what's happening as we're, you know, being stuck at home, is I think we're developing this just in a different way. And so I think it's important to understand that, but there also could be people that are alone during this time that don't live near family. And so making sure that we're connecting with those people in whatever way we can to make sure we're filling that human need that they need. The fifth human need is growth. An expansion of capacity, capability, or understanding. And so I think this one's a struggle for a lot of people right now because we're not able to attend those events or to have those strategy meetings or to do those things that really make us feel like we're growing. And so this is something that we have to get creative with, which is why we're producing content and we're going to put free stuff out there so people can continue to grow, right? They can continue to learn during this time because we're going to come out of this and we're going to need the skills that we can learn during this time when we do come out of it. And the last human need is contribution. A sense of service and focus on helping, giving to, and supporting others. Now, contribution a lot of times can be working in the community, volunteering your time, being a coach on a sports team. All of those things have stopped. And so a lot of people are dealing with this human need not being fulfilled. I think we just need to re-look at it from a different perspective. Right? How can we focus on helping, giving to, and supporting others? I think all of us have an opportunity to share a positive outlook on social media. I'll be honest, the last couple days, I'm at the point where I'm going to delete social media for a couple of weeks because I can't even handle looking at it anymore. And people are trying to be uplifting, but we're also continuing to be so polarized that I truly believe that's how we can contribute. That's how we can essentially meet this basic human need that we have, is to put positive information out there about how this is being handled, about how we can get through this, about whatever it is. I think we have the opportunity to put positive out into the world. And so when you think about those basic human needs, certainty, variety, significance, connection and love, growth and contribution, when one of the, we actually can use these human needs to help us through the situation that we're in, right? By searching for these, we're going to show up differently. But we also need to recognize that a lack of these human needs being fulfilled for us right now is what creates the issue for us in the first place. So there's an actual reason that you feel the way you feel. So I don't want you to feel bad about feeling bad. We have to find the balance between recognizing where we're at and not staying there for too long. And if that means minute to minute, hour to hour, we feel bad and then we figure out how to feel good again and then something sends us back, that's okay. But we can't stay in this place of anxiety and stress for too long. Right, the things we're hearing from our clients around stress, anxiety, fear, it's overwhelming right now. But the only way through this issue, or any issue in general, is we have to go through it. The only way to come out the other side is to go through it. And that's what we've got to focus on right now, is what are the things we need to do to get through this? So today, I want to give you permission to feel how you're feeling. And I also want to push you to get out of it as soon as you possibly can, knowing you might go back to it. But I want you to focus on how you get out of that feeling and that suck. Maybe it's reading a book. Maybe it's listening to a positive podcast like Superpower Success. It's why we put the information out there. Maybe it's playing a game or FaceTiming with people you love. But do something to fulfill one of these basic human needs and to push you forward. When we distract our brains from the stressor, we can move past the suck and into another state of being. I want you all to know that myself and my entire team at Keystone are here for you. Feel free to reach out to us, info@keystonegroupintl.com, with questions, with concerns, with a how do I get through this, with I just need to talk to somebody. We're truly here for you. Our lives have been flipped upside down just like yours. But the silver lining to all of it is we have a little more capacity, right, in our schedules to talk to people and to help you through these times and these situations that we're all dealing with. So I want to put it out there that we are here if you need anything. If you need help getting out of the suck and thinking differently, we're here to help with that. But please focus on your basic human needs and how to fulfill them potentially in a different way right now to keep you moving forward and to not keep you in that sucky place. Thanks, everyone.